Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Shvuos, Perek Zayin, the Mishnah Vav. In this Mishnah, we're going to learn about situations where it's just not clear who's right and who's wrong. There was no real way to prove one way or another. So Chazal said that the one that has a stronger claim, he has a right to make the Shvua to get his way. Here's the first of these cases. A customer says to a storekeeper, ten libe dinner peiros, give me a dinner's worth of peiros. The storekeeper is more than happy. He gave it to him. Well, he didn't actually give it to him. What he did was, as the Batanura explains, he placed it outside the store in the street for the customer to take home. So again, the chenveni, the storekeeper, was maskim to the sale, placed the peiros in the street, piled up nicely for the customer to take home. So who's in possession of the peiros? And the answer is nobody. It's on the street. Now, Omaloi, the chenveni, the storekeeper, says to the customer, okay, ten lias a dinner. Give me the dinner you owe me for the peiros. Omaloi, and the customer says back to the storekeeper, I should give it to you. The sativ lecha. I already gave it to you. I even know what you did with it. Unasatoi, the unpoli. Before you measured it out, you put it into your money pouch. Zakta Mishnah Yeshava Bal Habayis. When we say Bal Habayis over here, we mean the customer. He swears that he paid the dinner and he takes the peiros on the street. We consider the customer's claim a little bit stronger. Why? So the Batanura explains as follows. Look, the Chenveni admits that he was maskim to sell this produce to the customer. Shaila is only whether he was paid. So the Chachamim gave the customer the right to swear and take the produce. But wait, Hamotzi Mechaber Yolav Araya. If you want to get the peiros out of the hands of the chenveni, you have to prove you paid for it. Well, here's the problem. Where's this produce now? We said before, it's on the street. Neither of them has possession of it. So you can't apply over here a moitzi mechaber yolav araya. Who's the moitzi mechaber? The peiros are on the street. They're not in anyone's hands. The shaila is only whether he paid for it or not. So we say the customer has to swear. He can't get it without a shvuah, but he has to swear that he paid for it and then take the peiros home and hopefully shalom al Yisrael. That's the first case. Sakta Mishnah Vayter. Next case. Nasan Leyes a dinner. This case goes in the opposite direction. The customer gives the storekeeper a dinner. Omalei. Then he says to the storekeeper, okay, here's the dinner. Please take it. And ten leyes a peiros. Give me the produce. Where's the produce? It's on the street. It's piled up. Comes in and says, here, take the dinner. And I'm taking the produce outside, okay? Omalei. The storekeeper answers, what are you talking about? Nisatim lecha. I already gave you the peiros. Ve'lachtan letoich. And you took it home. No, the peiros are outside. No, that's mine. Those are different peiros. In other words, the customer paid the storekeeper a dinner. The chenveni, the storekeeper, says, yeah, this customer came to me earlier and took peiros on credit, and he just paid me for it right now. But the peiros sitting on the street, that's mine. The customer says, what are you talking about? I didn't take any peiros earlier on credit. I just gave you the dinner for the peiros that are on the street. In this case, Yeshava Chenveni, the storekeeper has a stronger claim. He swears that he already gave him the peiros beforehand, and the storekeeper gets to keep the peiros on the street. Here we look at it this way. The lekeach, the buyer, is moida, that the storekeeper still owns the produce, except that I paid for it. See, paying money for metatlon doesn't make it yours. So he's moida that he never actually took possession of the peiros. So the Rabbanim say, okay, so the storekeeper's claim is stronger. He's the one that has to swear. He has to swear that he already gave the peiros, and that's it. Guess what you paid for is what you already took home. We don't know for sure. But we'll give the shvuah to the one that has a stronger taina. In the first case, we held that the customer has a stronger taina. Now we hold that the shopkeeper has a stronger taina. Rabbi Huda says, no, I disagree with the second case. Rabbi Yehuda holds whether it's the first case or in the second case, it's the Bal HaBayis, it's always the customer that is Nishba V'Noitel. And that's because Kol Shapeirois B'Yodai, whoever has the produce in his possession, Yodai Alhol Yoina, he has the upper hand. Where are these peiros? They're outside of the store. Outside of the store means they're in the hands of the customer. So even in the second case, where he gives him the dinner and says, let me take those peiros outside the store. And the storekeeper says, no, you already took peiros from before. This dinner, what you're paying me now, you've not paid me a dinner. That was the peiros you already took. Those pears outside are mine. They're not in the possession of the storekeeper. They're outside of the store. So it's as if the customer has possession of it. So as long as the pears are outside of the store, he has a right to swear. Vaitra zakta mishnah. Amala shulchani, here we're not talking about a storekeeper selling things, but we're talking about a money changer. Someone says to a money changer, remember, they had everything was coins, no checks, no credit cards, everything was coins. So it was a big business, and the coins had intrinsic value. That means you had to know how much the coin was worth. If a coin was chipped, it was worth less. It was a big business to change coins. All right, so what happened over here? Amala shulchani, the customer says to a money changer, please give me more coins for a dinner. I have a dinner. What I need is 6 mois, because there are 6 mois in a silver dinner. But honestly, the money changer gives it to him. In other words, he places the coins down in the street in front of him. And Amalei, he says to him, the money changer says to the customer, okay, 10 lias a dinner. Give me the dinner you owe me. Amalei, the customer says, what? Satev lecha. I gave you the dinner. Nesatebi anpli. I gave it to you and you put it in your money pouch. In this case, Yeshava Balabayis, the customer swears that he paid the dinner, and then he takes the money that's laying on the street. His claim is considered stronger. Why is the customer's claim stronger? Same like in the first case. Even the money changer admits that they agreed to this exchange. The only shaila is whether he was paid. So the customer, he's the one that gets to swear over here. And when he swears to that effect, we're going to believe him that he already gave the dinner and it was put into the money changer's money back. The other way around. Nasan Laya said dinner. The customer gave the dinner to the money changer. Amalei says to him, okay, give me the change, please. 10 liyas amois. Give me the 6 ma. Amalei, the money changer says, Satav l'chai, I already gave you the change. Vishlachtam l'tach kisecha. You put it in your purse. This money on the street is mine. Yeshava shulchani. The money changer swears that he already gave him the change and he takes back the money from the street. The shulchani, the money changer, tainis, he already gave the other coins to the customer. And the money in the street is his. So his tain is stronger, because even the customer admits he didn't take the coins on the street yet for himself. It's not his. He's asking permission to take it. Memelis, the shulchani, he swears and keeps the money in the street. Rabbi Huda says, Ein derech shulchani litin isra at sheyitl dinor. You have to know how money changers work. It's not the derech of a money changer to give an iser to a customer until he receives his dinner. You go into a bank, you say, can I have singles? And the bank doesn't give you the singles and you give them the 20 or the 100. It usually works the other way around. That's how it was with money changers. So the fact that the money changer put the money in the street, took it out of his money drawer and put it on the street, l'choida, that makes the tain of the customer stronger than he already paid him. Okay, so really in our Mishnah, there are 4 cases that are really 2 cases, just that it's both by a shopkeeper and the money changer. Case number 1, customer says to shopkeeper, give me a dinner worth of pay rice. Storekeeper wraps it up, puts it outside of the store. And then he says, give me the dinner. Customer says, I gave it to you already. You put it into your money pouch. We say the balabais has the stronger taina. The customer has the stronger taina. Reverse case. The customer gave the shopkeeper the dinner and says, okay, let me take the pay rice that are in front of the street. And the shopkeeper says, no, you already took your pay rice. Those are someone else's pears. Those are mine. The chenveni swears. He has a stronger taina. We give him the power to swear and get his way. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees in this case. He says, once the pears are out of the store, it's as if it's in the customer's possession. And therefore, the customer has the upper hand. He's the one that swears. Case number 3, which is similar to the first case, except we replace the word chenveni with shulchani. That's where the customer says to the shulchani, shulchan means a table. The money changer would sit by a table. So he says, give me ma coins for a dinner. There are 6 mois in a silver dinner. Money changer gave it to him, puts it down, rather. Then he says to the customer, okay, give me the dinner. Customer says, I gave it to you. You put it into your money pouch. The customer swears. The money changer admitted that they agreed to this exchange. The only shell is whether he was paid or not. So Mimela, we consider his position stronger. He's the one that gets to swear. The other way around, Nasan Laya said dinner, the customer gave the dinner to the money changer and said to him, give me the change that's in the street which I paid you. And the money changer answers, I already gave you the change that you paid for me. You threw it into your purse. That money on the street is mine. Shulchani swears. His claim is stronger, the Shulchani's claim, Because even the customer admits that he didn't mamish take it yet, take the coins on the street. Here too, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, money changers don't put out their money until they get the dinar. He's supposed to give out small change. He first gets the big change. So the fact that the money changer put the money in the street, that supports the customer's claim that he already paid the money changer. And even in this case, the customer swears and takes the money. So why do we need the machloikas both by a chemvini and by a shopkeeper? The Matanur explains there's different svaras. If we only had the case of the shopkeeper, I would have thought, yeah, by payrois. That's what the Tanakhama says, that the shopkeeper gets a swear, because it's common for a shopkeeper to put the payrois out before he gets paid. Here, it's ready for you, now pay for it. The order is outside. But shulchanis don't do that. They don't give you the change till they get the big money. So maybe over there, it would have been moidit Reb Yehuda, that the balabayas, the customer, always swears and takes it. If we only had the case by the shopkeeper, I would have said over here, is Rabbi Yehuda says the balabayas is always the one to swear. But maybe in the case of the chenveni, even Rabbi Yehuda would be moided, or sometimes the chenveni swears. That's the reason I need the machloikis in both cases.